The following is a KVON Sports presentation. It's high school basketball coming to you from Napa, California. It's MEL basketball as the Vinnick Crushers of Napa host the RBO Indians of Fairfield. It's high school basketball. Good evening, everyone, and welcome into another sports presentation. Tonight, we have the Vintage Crushers hosting the RBO Indians. And our broadcast is sent your way with the good wishes of our Napa Valley Sports Boosters. I'm Ira C. Smith. We're joined tonight with Dino Alessio here to keep stats. Charles Kennedy is our engineer. And our guest announcer, Jake, is going to be here and give us some information, too, as we progress along tonight's basketball. And we're nice to have you along as well. The RBO Indians looking for a victory tonight. They have a new coach there this year, Christian Stahl. He took over from Carly Perales, who had been there for quite some time. Carly is also serving as athletic director and elected not to continue coaching. Has a new baby in the family, too, so devoting some time there to the family. Well, the Vintage Crushers have a new basketball coach, Rob Johnson. This is his first year, and he has already won nine games. Last year, the team won a total of five throughout the season. They were 0-10 in the league. They come into tonight 1-2 in the league, and Rob has been doing a good job, and the Crushers are continuing to improve as they progress through this current season. And Dino, it looks like tonight with MEL basketball, you'd have to say the Crushers are probably favored.
Yeah, I think so, Ira, and that's an enviable position for the Crushers. They, as you said, last year they did not win a league game. They've won one so far, and I'm sure they're aiming to win a few more in conference before the end of the season.
Interesting thing on the RBO roster, looking of the 14 players they have listed, there are no seniors on their varsity roster. I don't know when I have seen a high school team that's had as many as 14 players on the roster, none of whom are seniors. They have 10 juniors on the roster, three sophomores, and one freshman. So let's call in Jake Grant, get a good evening and a welcome to him.
Well, good evening, Ira. My outlook on the roster for RBO is the good news is if you get this team clicking towards the end of this season, that momentum will carry on into next year because you won't be losing so much of your roster. With a team like Vintage and some of the other programs where they have a lot of seniors on the team, those guys are going to be gone next year. So you lose a lot of that, you know, core momentum that you have going at the end of your seasons.
It's our first time to see Christian Stahl. Last year, RBO defeated Vintage twice, winning over there in Fairfield 61-56, only by a five-point margin. But here in a game that we broadcast from the Crusher Gym, RBO scored 21 more points than they did at home and beat the Crushers 82-72 in a high-scoring contest. Taking a closer look at the JV game that ended just a few moments ago, it was Vintage winning that contest 59-37. That's their third win in the last four games. And they are overall now 10-6 on the season and 3-1 in the league. And you look at the freshman record, which is not lost in the league and has won at least twice as many as they've lost. So that bodes well for the future with these young basketball players coming through and improving as the season progresses. We'll be back in a moment and hear from the coach, Rob Johnson, from the Vintage Crushers as we continue our countdown to tip-off. Welcome back in to basketball action. And before we go to the coach's comment, let me pass the soccer score along as it's big game night for girls soccer at Memorial Stadium. Napa High against Vintage in the JV game that ended just a few minutes ago. It was Vintage winning the JV contest. 4-1 was the final. The girls varsity action, big game in progress now. We'll give you a report as far as who's doing what in that competition. In the meantime, let's find out what Rob Johnson has to say about this year's edition of the Vintage Crushers of Napa.
Well, first of all, congratulations on the record coming in. As you, if you win tonight, that will have doubled the victory total from all of last year.
Thank you very much. It's really a tribute to how our players have grown and committed to what our coaching staff has asked of them to do, and just kind of the new feel of the whole group. So,
looking up and down the program from freshman JV, you know, it looks promising as far as what's ahead, too.
Yes. We have a lot of good freshmen and a lot of good JV players. And as a coach, it's really good to look back and see and watch these guys develop. So I'm excited for future.
What would you consider the main style of coaching that you coach? The up-tempo or what?
Up-tempo, definitely. We really want to push the pace. I really feel like we're always attacking and try to utilize as much smartness as from varsity down to freshman. We are a very intelligent team, so I really want to use that. Have guys really reading and making the right play. So our JVs are doing it now, and our freshmen do a great job with it, and our varsity does it well as well.
Do you feel that this team has been improving as the season progresses?
Definitely. We've made great strides in where we want to go and where we've come from. So, and like I said, it's a tribute to how great these kids are and the support we're getting from our fans and the parents. So they're really utilizing that, and that's really good to see.
You have 12 listed on your roster. Have all of them been staying healthy?
We ran into a little problem during Christmas break, which is just fine. Really makes other guys step up and jump into those roles. You know, I have 12 because I rely on that 12, and I believe that 12 can do a lot for us instead of just having extra numbers for bodies. I really felt like the guys that we had could sustain the season. They've been doing a great job at it.
And those the comments of Rob Johnson. This is first year with 4 seniors, 6 juniors, and 2 sophomores on his roster. Coming into this year, he inherited a team that had lost 14 games in a row in league play. They were 0-10 last year, and so that developed over a 2-year period. But they ended that this year as they have a league victory, and tonight trying for number 2 as far as the W column is concerned. You know, Dino, we were talking about the young players, and in that JV victory, the 2 leading scorers for Vintage were both freshmen. Logan Nothman had 14 points and was the leading scorer, and Everett Mitchell had 9 points for the second leading scorer.
Well, that's certainly encouraging as they move through the rest of this season and then move up to the JV or possibly even, well, to move up to the varsity.
Yeah, I think they will be varsity. They look great in their rebounding-wise, and I was very impressed. And they have a third freshman on the JV, and he was good, too. The two I mentioned that were the leading scorers, Logan Nothman is only 6 feet tall, but he plays like about 6'4". He really gets in there to rebound. And Everett Mitchell is 6'3". And he is a very steady performer. The other freshman is Josh McCormick, and he is 6'1", and he is very active in the game, handles the ball really well, and that looks to be very promising for the Crushers with those three as freshmen probably on the varsity next year as sophomores.
I think so, yeah.
In the meantime, looking at the Crushers' situation coming into tonight, they are 9 wins and 10 losses on the season. They are 1-2 in league play. The Army O Indians are 2-17, and they are 0-3 in league play. Last year, Army O finished with a 6-17 mark, which was better than Vintage, and they were 3-7 in league play, with two of those three victories coming against the Vintage Crushers. They will be the visitors tonight, and we'll be getting our varsity game underway in just a few minutes. Lindsay Tanamoto is one of the officials, and Vince Myers is another of the officials working the game. And he said, don't call me Vincent. He said, it's just Vince. So
okay.
We got to remember
we'll
that
Vince.
As we progress, because he's bigger than we are. Well, anyway, Dino, just nice to see these rosters filling up again. They were minus some players earlier with the flu hitting a lot of these schools.
Right, and it seems like it's hit every school that we've broadcast a game for this year, both high school and college. It seems like every team's had at least one bout with the flu, and I know I had it a couple of weeks ago, and it's not much fun at all, and I'm sure the players who have gotten over it are glad to be ready to go tonight.
Now, I know they're going to play the national anthem, so we'll be breaking here in a moment for that. But I do want to mention to you Golden State Warriors fans that we will have Warriors basketball on the air immediately following our broadcast of this high school game. The New York Knicks at Golden State coming up next. We'll be back in a moment with the continuation of our countdown to tip-off. You're listening to KVON 1440 Napa, California, the voice of the North Bay wine country, and streaming on the internet at kvon.com. Welcome in to tonight's high school basketball broadcast. Set your way with the good wishes of the Napa Valley Sports Boosters. I'm Ira C. Smith, along with Jake Grant, Dino Alessio, and our engineer Charles Kennedy. As the starting lineup's being introduced, we didn't have a chance ahead of time to talk to the new head coach at Army Oak, Christian Stahl, but his starters are coming out onto the court at this time, and we'll try to pick those up and pass the names along to you as we progress. John Grayson, a junior. Cameron Joseph, who played last year and played very well, as we remember. Hudson Reese, a sophomore. Christian Garcia, a freshman. And Aaron Thaxton Liggins, a junior, as we mentioned. No seniors on that roster. For the Vintage Crushers, Mac Phipps, a 5'6 junior. Abraham Cortez, a 6-foot junior. Davis Chandler, a 6'3 senior. Grant Polk, a 6'5 junior. And Jared Rendon, a 5'10 junior. This is his third year of playing on the varsity. Phipps, Chandler, Polk, Rendon, and Cortez for the Crushers. Grayson, Cameron Joseph, Reese, Garcia, and Thaxton Liggins for the Army of team. As the coaches have their players gathered around them. To our left, Rob Johnson and the Vintage Crushers. And to our right, Christian Stahl sends his Army of Indians onto the court. Here come the Crushers. As we mentioned, Lindsay Tanamoto and Vince Myers, the two officials. And, you know, I thought in that JV game, they did a very nice job.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that, you know, they let the kids play, but yep. If there was anything really rough out there, they put a stop to it pretty quickly.
Vintage going to the right, Armio to the left, Vintage in white uniforms, Armio in the purple. The official, Vince Myers, is set to toss the ball in the air. And the tip, neither boy really control it, and there's a battle for it. And the Crushers come up with the ball as Cortez got in there. And he passes to Rendon, drives in. He got the bucket, but it'll be negated because of an offensive foul under the basket called on Rendon on the drive. So play underway as Christian Garcia has the ball in the forecourt, passes it out near the center, near the Crusher logo, gets a return pass as he tried a bounce pass that's deflected by Phipps out of bounds. Ready to inbound the ball is Cameron Joseph. Gets it in there to John Grayson. Grayson takes it to the left of the key where there's a three-point attempt. Up and good as Christian Garcia starts the scoring in the ball game. And Armio jumps ahead 3-0. Driving in, going up and scoring for the Vintage Treasures. He went down the left side of the lane and put the shot up with the right hand. And that was Davis Chandler as the Armio Indians have the ball deflected out of bounds. It will stay with them. Just underway here at the Vintage Gym. Follow the Crushers defense. They're in a zone defense, a matchup type zone defense. Ball goes over the right side. There's another three-point try. This one is no good by Christian Garcia. Rebounded by the Crushers. Fast break. Coming down the right side. Pulling it back out now is Cortez. Takes it over now, gets it towards the Phipps. Phipps spreads the offense as he takes it between circles. Comes quarter court right side, gets a return pass, cut off at the baseline. Back out, and now they try to go to a low post and get a pass in there to Grant Polk, who's called for travel. And it'll be Armio's ball. Armio ahead 3-2. We've played just over a minute here in the first quarter. Armio on the attack. In the forecourt is Grayson. Grayson now passes and goes over to the right side quarter court. Gets a return pass. Works it around the perimeter as they're coming back between circles now with the pass. Vintage flowing nicely with their matchup zone defense. Pass comes over left side now as they try to work it in for a good jump shot. And they take it and hit it as Cameron Joseph makes the basket for a 5-2 Armio lead. For Vintage with the ball, Phipps. They've got both their big guys out on high post now, and the ball is deflected out of bounds. It'll be Armio's ball. As they had pulled Grant Polk at 6'5 out on a high post, and they also had Davis Chandler coming out on a high as well. He is 6'3. Pass goes left baseline for a long two-point attempt up. No good by Hudson Reeves. Rebounded by the Crushers. Coming down, the ball is tipped loose. And the scramble for it. Crushers come away with it. Grant, a turnaround jump shot. Rims and goes in. Nice play by Grant Polk. So then there's a timeout asked for. This is just a little 30-second timeout for the Armio Indians, as they have a 5-4 lead. As Crushers using that zone defense, but in that case, when you're matching up, you've got to get back in a hurry.
Yep, absolutely.
Crushers, when you have your point guy on the defense there, he does a lot of running. He has to cover a lot of territory out there. And we're set now with Armio looking at a full-court press used by the Crushers. There's a lead pass out in the forecourt. They get it all the way down, but Garcia could not get a shot. Now he'll try a long three. Rims, no good. Rebound batted around and taken by Armio. They keep the ball and try another three. This one is good. Nice by Grayson for their second three-point basket here in the first 3 minutes of the game. Vintage is trailing 8-4 now. Rendon has it quarter court left side. He's going to have to move the ball. He's getting the count. He has to move it within 5 seconds and brings the ball back out to Cortez. Cortez looks at a 2-3. So no check. They've gone to the man-to-man. There is a shot no good by Polk, about a 15-footer. Then it's rebounded by the Crushers. Here is a shot up, no good by Cortez, and the ball caroms out of bounds. It'll be Indians' ball. A couple changes into the lineup. Damian Alfaro comes into the game, and Hunter Gutierrez, who is a 6'5 junior, enters the contest. Crushers make the first. There's an interception by Phipps. Phipps had the ball kicked by Grayson as Phipps tried a bounce pass. One of the best passes you can make. People sometimes overlook that bounce pass, but it is good pass to elude the defenders on numerous occasions. Crushers bring the ball into the forecourt. 4.5 minutes to go, and the Crushers had 6 players on the court, and that's a technical foul. So Vintage, with 6 players out there, called for the technical, and it'll be John Grayson to shoot the technical free throws.
Yeah, I'm afraid the player who was being replaced wasn't sure at first that he was the one who was supposed to come out. He tried to scramble off the court, but the ball was in play.
The first free throw by Grayson is no good. He's back there at the 15-foot stripe, eyeing the basket, shooting the free throw, and that one is good.
I have to say, Ira, Armio does not look like a team that's only won 2 games this season.
Well, they've been a close contest. They've been right in a lot of the games. They won the 2 games in the Vacaville Christian tournament, beating Winners and Truckee in that tournament for their 2 victories. They have the ball now. There is a 3-point attempt. Good! That was, again, Christian Garcia with his second. They have made 3 three-pointers, and they lead 12-4. Pressure's down by 8 points, starting the weave now as Phipps brings it right side. A 3-point attempt rims. No good by David Fernandez. He loves the 3. Coming down, there's the 3 at the other end. It is good! And they need a timeout, and they're taking it. Boy, I tell you, that was the 4th three-pointer that Armio has hit, and the Crushers are down by double digits.
Armio has attempted 6 three-pointers already in this game, and they've made 4 of them. And if that keeps up, it could be a long night for the Crushers.
The Warriors might take note of that, too.
I would say so.
And again, a reminder that we will have Golden State Warriors basketball following this contest. It will be the Warriors are hosting the New York Knicks tonight. And coming up on Friday night, it's a big game for Vintage. They will be at Napa for boys basketball. And then next Thursday, we'll be back home to Wilsey Wood. And we'll be broadcasting both of those games. Friday night, the big game, Napa and Vintage. And next Tuesday night, against Wilsey Wood. Crusher's trying to settle in and get their offense in gear. And their defense is allowing Armio to take the 3-pointers, and Armio is delivering on that. Vintage has the ball as play resumes, coming up on 3.5 minutes to go in the first quarter, 15-4. Vintage trails by 11. Rendon passes under the basket. There was a whistle before the shot, and the foul is going to be on Cameron Joseph, his first. That'll put the ball in play from the baseline, as we're not yet in the bonus, to Hernandez. Fernandez gets it back out to Phipps. Phipps starts to the right and then changes direction. Now he'll drive into the lane, passes over the right side, driving in. And I don't know if that was a pass or a shot, as Gutierrez threw it up toward the basket, and it was taken by Armio. Out there's another 3-pointer. This one is no good by Garcia, and a foul by Armio on the rebound against Reese. Hudson Reese, a sophomore, one of 3 sophomores on that varsity, and 1 freshman on there, as well as 10 juniors. Vintage with the ball now as Alfaro passes over to Fernandez. He turns, fires, and hits. He likes to shoot the 3-pointers. That was a 2-pointer for him, but he got it to go down. Crushers back on their defense. The ball is tipped by Rendon, and Crushers, they can control it. Driving in, Phipps missed the shot. Rendon with the rebound, gets it over to the shot, up and good by Alfaro. So the Crushers have had 4 different players score 2 points each, and they trail 15-8. Down by 7. They have scored 4 points in a row. Grayson on the angle. They get it into the top of the key as they're working it over there to Thaxton Liggins. Now they try to get it underneath, but they can't do so, and the ball is nearly tipped away, but retained by the Indians. Goes in the lane. 5 seconds on the shot clock. A pull-up jump shot is good from about 17 on the right angle, by Cameron Joseph, his second field goal. And who got that three?
I'm sorry, Jacob, did you see who scored that three-pointer?
I didn't notice.
Who got that three?
Fernandez.
So that's his favorite. And he hits the first three for the pressure. Driving in, going up, missing the shot is Grayson. And it is Rendon coming out with the ball to Fernandez. Puts a shot up, no good. Rebound, Alfaro. Back out it goes, and there is the three-point attempt rimming. No good by Phipps. Rebound out of bounds off of Armio. Into the lineup for the first time is a senior, Pratik Sunder, replacing Max Phipps. Phipps played on the varsity as a freshman and injured his leg then in football his sophomore year early in the season and missed his entire sophomore year. But he's back on the court. And Brandon, just a beautiful move to get around Jordan Tacker and lays it in. That was a nice move by Jared. There's a shot up quick, no good at the other end of the court. It's a four-point lead with 1 minute to go here in the first quarter by Armio. The shot missed. Vintage with the ball. Fernandez tries a three. It rims, no good. Rebounded by Armio as they pass it right side to Grayson. Grayson forecourt. Pulls up. Passes in the middle. There's a pull-up jump shot from 16. Won't go for Cameron Joseph. And the Crushers have the ball. Goes right side. There is a three-point attempt. And that is good by Sunder. A three-pointer from the right corner. And it's a one-point game. Vinny just scored 10 in a row. There's a three-point the other way. No good by Grayson. And it's rebounded by the Crushers. They could take a lead here if they get a basket. Goes to the top of the key. Can't get a shot there. So Hunter Gutierrez tries to go down the lane and is going to be called for a travel. Tried to force that. The move really wasn't there, but he tried to make something happen. And the only thing that happened was not a positive. Armio makes a change in the lineup. Josiah Davis comes in, one of 10 juniors on the team. And he fires a long one from midcourt as the buzzer sounds. And that is the end of the first quarter. The score, the Armio Indians 17, the Vintage Crushers of Napa 16. Well, it's halftime over at the Memorial Stadium for that big game in soccer. And the Napa girls are leading Vintage 1-0 at halftime of that game. Let's go to Dino and find out what happened in the first quarter of this game.
So for Armio, they took 16 shots and made six of them. That included 4 3-pointers. For Vintage, they shot 50%, 7 of 14, and that included 2 3-point baskets. Vintage leads in the rebounding, 8-5. Vintage has committed 5 turnovers, Armio only 2, Ira.
Vintage has had 6 players score. Armio has had 3 players that score. Armio has the ball as we start the second quarter. Out to with a 3-point attempt is Cameron Martin. It's no good, but it's run down by the Indians. Back to Martin, drives in, puts an underhand shot up. No good by Cameron, and it's rebounded by the Crushers. They've made some changes in their lineup. They have brought Lopez in, and he is really a good ball handler. He's got some good basketball moves. He passes underneath, and the Crusher is fouled. It gets the pass. That's Hunter Gutierrez. He will go to the line. The foul on Cameron Joseph. It's his second personal foul. Team's third. The inbounds pass comes to Lopez. Takes a 15-foot jumper right at the free throw line. Nothing but net for Imani. And the Crushers have the lead now at 18-17. Down low post left side. Armio can't get the pass in there as it's deflected. And Fernandez comes away with the ball for the Crushers. Down the right side to Sunder. Underneath, intercepted. The pass deflected, and Armio comes away with the ball. Crushers have gone to a man-to-man alignment now. Driving in, going up, shooting, no good by Davis. Josiah Davis rebounded by Vintage, leading it now 18 to 17, as they have their first lead in the ball game. Lopez, well out, drives into the free throw circle. The ball is deflected away, picked up by Sunder over the right side. A pull-up jump shot rims and nestled in for the Chrysler's Hunter Gutierrez. The big 6'5 junior gets his first basket. And the Chrysler's have had eight players that have scored in the game. Chandler getting ready to come back in. There was a ball, and there was a foul that's going to be called on Brady Sunder. Not yet in a bonus for either team. Each team has committed three fouls. Oh, an inbounds pass. They left the guy open, but he missed the shot. Josiah Davis. Crusher's rebound. Lopez may go all the way. Pull up, jump. Yes, and it will count and one. Wow, I tell you, this Lopez coming off the bench has really ignited this team. Martin is called for the foul. That's Cameron Martin. And that will put Lopez up there at the free throw line, trying to make it a three-point play, and he does. So he has scored 5 points in this quarter. Alfaro is out. Back in is Grant Polk. Vintage now with a 6-point lead, coming from 11 points down. To take that 6-point advantage in the forecourt comes Davis. Passes over to the right side near the baseline. Back out for a 3-point attempt up. No good, but the that was by Joseph, but he gets the rebound, goes back up with it, no good. And this time the rebound is taken out by Grant Polk for the Crushers. Back into the lineup for, and underneath all alone was Grant Polk, who got the basket, and the Crushers go up by 8 points. After trailing by 11, that's a 19-point turnaround so far. Going in, going up, shooting, and missing was Josiah Davis. Rebounded. Lopez comes down. Lobs one baseline, and it's too high and goes off the fingertips of the Chrysler's. And then a long pass down the other way is too high as well, and it goes out of bounds. Back in the lineup are the two players that made the three-point baskets, each with two in that first quarter. Christian Garcia and John Grayson return to the Armio lineup, and it's Max Phipps over to Lopez. Lopez playing way out now. Crushers have Davis Chandler back in the lineup. He's playing with a brace on his right leg. Shot up, no good by the Crushers. Rebounded by the Armio Indians out of Fairfield with 4.5 minutes to go in the half. There's a baseline drive and a basket for Thaxton Ligons. First name is Aaron. Then he's with the ball, leading it by six now. Over to Max Phipps, 5'6 junior, quarterbacking the team. Fipps to the right side, starts to move. Tried to lob a pass underneath. It was a bad pass and intercepted by the Armio Indians. Another turnover for the Crushers. Armio quickly in the forecourt, midway through the quarter. There's a three up by Christian Garcia. He made two of those in the first quarter, was taken out of the lineup. He comes back in and buries his first three-point try now, and it's a three-point game. Pass over to Fernandez. He's at quarter court, but he likes it there. Driving in, going up, and missing the shot for the Crushers was Grant Polk, and it's rebounded by Armio, bringing it forecourt in a hurry, taking it toward the right side. Crusher defense flowing nicely, driving in with a half hook that goes in. Wow, that was a nice play by Christian Garcia, just going to the right of the lane and putting a little hook up and making it, driving in and getting fouled. No, they're going to call it a jump, so it'll be alternate possession.
Ira, interestingly, Armio had missed 13 consecutive shots, and now they've made three in a row.
Wow. Hit that cold streak. Well, they took their two of their good shooters out of the lineup to give them a little rest. They're back in there now. And Vintage inbounds the ball, working it over to the left side, but there's a whistle. And it looks like it Armijo player is going to be called for a foul. That's going to go on John Grayson. That's his first. So that was the fifth team foul. Still neither team in the bonus here in this first half. 3 minutes to go in the second quarter. It's a one-point game now. Vintage leads it by one. Rendon, oh, good pass underneath, and he tries a slam dunk. And Polk had it hit iron, but Karam's away, but he was being fouled on the play by David Chavez. For Chavez, that's his first personal foul. Armijo last year had six wins. They've got two wins so far this year. And Polk's first free throw is good. Vintage has attempted two free throws tonight, and they have made them both. And Polk at the line, and he makes that one as well. So it's 27-24, inside of 3 minutes remaining in the first half. Here's Grayson driving to the baseline, under the basket, up and good on a nice drive. 9 points for him in the first half. Rendon, quarter court left, drives toward the corner, boxed in underneath. The foul is called as Polk again went for the shot using his height to his and the team's advantage. He was fouled by Chavez. That's two fouls on David. And Grant Polk, who was at that foul line just moments ago, is back there again. The 6'5 junior eyes the basket, and his first free throw rims no good off to the left side. It's the first missed free throw by the Crashers tonight. Lopez gets a nice hand as he comes to the sideline. And Polk goes back to the free throw line and scores that free throw. It was Blake Murray, a sophomore, that entered the game. As he is in there as the Crashers are staying man-to-man at this point. The ball is kicked out to Garcia. He hits another three. Christian Garcia has hit his fourth three-pointer in the first half. And back ahead go the Armijo Indians. They're up by one as the Crashers now try to work it for a good shot. And there's a travel called against the Crashers. That goes against Davis Chandler.
Yep, he got the ball and just took a little hop there before he went up to shoot it.
Chandler is one of four seniors for the Vintage varsity. Armijo, there's a steal by Phipps. Phipps drives in, goes up, and has the layup. That's his first basket of the game, and it came as he did excellent work on the defensive side of the basketball. Grayson between circles. Takes it over the right as they're trying to work it inside. And Grayson will drive and goes up. He scores. Boy, John Grayson having a good first half with 11 points of his team's 31. And Armijo is back in the lead. Low post right. Jump shot up. Off the backboard. No good by Polk. And there is a whistle. And there was a little shoving going on, and the officials, who have done a good job tonight, are going to come over to the scorer's bench and say something. We have a double foul. It's going to be the Vintage foul is on Grant Polk. The Armijo foul is on Chavez, and that's three on him since he came on. Vintage is in the bonus situation. Armijo is not, but that was called a double foul and not a shooting foul. The official coming over to check with the official scorer's bench. And we'll get play to resume with Armijo in the lead. And Armijo gets the ball. It will go as a jump ball with the alternate possession arrow favoring Armijo. Armijo leading by a point, and they have the basketball as we near 1 minute to go in the first half of the game. Joseph takes it quarter court right. Now they go toward the baseline. Then they lob it cross court. That's a very dangerous pass, but they get it to Christian Garcia. And the ball is stolen away. Driving in is Murray, and he slam dunks it with one hand. Blake Murray delights the Chrysler crowd. And Vintage goes back in the lead. 40 seconds to go in the half. Murray, just a sophomore, really delighted everyone for Vintage. There's a three-point attempt up. No good this time by Grayson. Rebounded by the Chrysler's. Rendon in the forecourt. And pass. Oh, a nice pass underneath. But the field goal attempt by Polk was no good. Rebound no good. Rebound Armijo coming down. 20 seconds to go in the half. There's a kick out. Driving in. Grayson kicks it out now to Garcia. This three-point attempt is no good. And it's the sophomore who comes out with the ball. Murray brings it front court. 7 seconds to go in the half. Over to Polk. He fires a 15-footer. No good. Rebound taken off by Garcia, and that will end the first half as play really picked up there. Vintage, who has scored 16 points in the first quarter, scores 16 points in the second quarter. Armijo, that had a 17-point first quarter, still managed 14 points in the second quarter. And we've got a one-point game here at halftime. The score, the Vintage Chryslers of Napa, 32. The Armijo Indians of Fairfield, 31. Well, what an exciting battle there towards the last part of that first half. And here to tell us about the shooting in that second quarter and the first half is Dino Alessio.
So, yeah, it was a terrific second quarter. We ended up having 5 lead changes during all that, with the home squad, the Vintage Crushers, leading by 1 at the intermission. For Armijo, they, in the first quarter, had gone 6 out of 16 from the floor. In the second quarter, they again went 6 out of 16 from the floor. In that second quarter, they made 2 three-pointers compared with 4 they made in the first quarter, and they did not go to the free throw line. For the Vintage Crushers, they were 7 of 14 in the first quarter, 6 of 14 in the second quarter, did not attempt a three-pointer in the second quarter, but they were 4 out of 5 from the free throw line and lead by 1 at the half. The turnover battle, Armijo's turned the ball over just 5 times in the first half. Vintage has turned it over 10 times. Armijo has 8 assists on their 12 made baskets. Vintage has 6 assists on their 13 buckets. The rebounding favors the Crushers by a count of 16 to 11. And really an excellent first half. And I have no idea what's going to happen in the second half, Ira.
Well, I'll tell you, the fine shooting of Christian Garcia helped keep Armijo in there. He had 4 of those three-pointers. And the way they were firing him, the ones that he missed were even close.
That's true. They had several that just rimmed out.
Yeah, I thought they played an excellent first half. Chrysler is fortunate to be ahead by a point here at halftime. Well, we have a special feature now here at halftime. We're going to have a preview of tomorrow's program, the Sports Vine. And since both Dino Alessio and Jake Grant are going to be on that program, I'll turn it over to them and give us a little preview of what you guys are going to talk about tomorrow. Take some of the thunder.
Well, now, tomorrow is going to be a repeat from last Saturday's show, because tomorrow is Wednesday.
Yeah, that's right. we're so used to Friday game, but on Wednesday it's just the repeat. But it is
right.
On at 10 o'clock.
At 10 o'clock,
tomorrow,
right.
And then on Saturday.
And then, Saturday, so it'll be Jacob and I hosting along with Charles Kennedy. And goodness knows there are plenty of great things to talk about. We've got the NBA All-Star Game coming up. We've got I think there's a little football game being played in Minneapolis a week from Sunday. We might get to talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, some team from Boston and some scrub from Philly are going to be meeting there and playing a little ball.
Yeah, So we could talk about that game. Maybe since that'll be the last time that I'm on the sports line before the big game itself, I may deign to give my prediction for that game. I'll have you know that the last 3 years I predicted incorrectly every Super Bowl.
Can you pick the Patriots then?
If you want me to be incorrect, is that the idea?
That's the point.
What, you have something against the great Tom Brady, the pride of San Mateo, Sarah High School?
There's a little thing called the Tuck Rule.
Oh, I see. Raider fans have a hard time getting over that one. So that'll be our show on Saturday, and I think it'll be a good one. Any other topics? We could talk about the National Hockey League, which I know is near and dear to both of our hearts.
Yeah, we could talk about how the expansion Vegas Knights are the number one team in the league at this point in the season.
Yeah. And
who would have thought?
Who would have thought? It's certainly not the league when they set up the expansion draft. It looks like they may have made it a little too easy for the Knights to pick up some quality players in that expansion draft.
Yeah, who would have thought Marcia Salt and Neal would have been all-star players this year? That was beyond me. As a Sharks fan, would you have thought James Neal was going to be that good?
I wouldn't have expected James Neal to do all that much, but he's been terrific. And, you know, it's interesting, though. There is a theory that one of the reasons that the Knights are so good at home is that the visiting teams come in there maybe a day before the game and do a little too much rest and relaxation before the hockey game.
They played a team coming out of their bye week at home as their first game, and the team lost 6-2. I can't remember who it was, but they spent the whole week in Vegas, and that was not a bad idea in my opinion, but I'm not a hockey coach, so I can't claim any knowledge on that one.
Well, there's time. Maybe you'll be a hockey coach someday.
Maybe we could talk a little Silverado's baseball, too.
Well, we could, and that's actually, that was something we were talking about off-air. We could very well be talking about the Silverados as the team is starting to come together a little bit. Of course, their first game isn't until about May.
Well, I'm going to interrupt you guys for just a moment
because
we have Christian Stoll here, the head coach. This is his first year taking over from Carly Perales, who is the athletic director now over at Army O High School. And first of all, Coach, give us a little of your background. Where did you coach before?
I coached the Army O girls a few years back and took a few years off to take care of my little girls. But, yeah, we won 3 league championships, 2011 through 13 at the Army O girls.
Uh-huh. Well, welcome back to coaching.
Thank you.
Tell us who's working with you.
This is Coach Rob Meter over here. He's my assistant. We're both originally from Oregon, so that's been fun. And then Coach Anthony Gonzalez, who also coaches our varsity football team.
Well, Carly, I guess, has an addition to his family, too. So that might be part of the reason that he's just being athletic director instead of coaching some.
Right, Carly. Yeah, he's got a little girl, so he's just doing the athletic director and taking care of her.
One of the guys that I remember there, and maybe you've heard his name some, is Jay Dahl.
Yeah, yeah.
Remember?
Yeah, he was the athletic director when I first started coaching, and he's a great guy. I'm still in contact with him, and
he's a golfer now.
Right, right. He runs the golf course out there. But we're trying to bring the program back to where he had it about, 15 years ago.
Okay. Now, how have you been enjoying this season?
It's been fun. It's been fun. We're struggling, but we're trying. We're trying.
I tell you, that Christian Garcia can certainly make that 3.
Yeah, he's played well for us in the first half. He's a freshman, so.
Well, Christian, thanks for coming over, and good luck to you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. So, sorry to interrupt you guys, but I had the opportunity to get
absolutely.
Christian Stoll. We did not have that opportunity prior to the start of the game.
No, that was great. A very personable young man, and good to see him back in coaching after doing so well with the girls' team previously.
Well, we're ready to start the second half. Just a reminder that we'll be on the air Thursday back here at the Vintage Gymnasium, Napa High girls against Vintage. That'll be a dandy, 6:45 Thursday night for the big game. And then Friday night, it's the big game for the boys. And that'll be over at Napa High, Vintage at Napa High. Again, 6:45 airtime for our broadcast of Friday night's game. Next Tuesday, we'll be back here again at the Vintage Gym. We'll see what against Vintage. A lot of basketball coming your way on KVON. Second half underway. Rendon has the ball, left side. Underneath, up and in on a good pass play to Grant Polk, and Polk now has 9 points. And they turned it over on the inbound. They stepped in on the inbound pass, and so the Chrysers try to take advantage of an early turnover here as we start this third quarter of play. And Max Phipps inbounds the ball. Then he comes out and gets it. Gets a little block there, and then over to Rendon. And he shoots over a pick, no good. Rebound is put up, and it rims, no good. This time, it is Christian Garcia for Armio that comes away with the ball. Over to Grayson, front court, back to it. There's a long three. It is rimming, no good. And Rendon has the ball for the Chrysers. Comes down left side to Cortez. As Abraham Cortez, who was shut out in scoring in the first half. He started the game but didn't play too much there in that first quarter. Finished with the ball. Phipps, he's open for an 18-footer. It rims, no good, goes high, and the rebound is up and good. Grant Polk followed up and now is in double figures as he's hit for 11 points in the game. The Chrysers go up by 5, so minute 15 into the second half. Garcia spreads the attack as he took it between circles. Looks around. Chrysers staying in their man-to-man defense now. Shooting over the defense and missing was Cameron Joseph. A fast break for the Chrysers. Going down, going up, and scoring is David Chandler on a really fast break. And that's going to cause Christian Stoll to take a timeout for the Armio Indians. Chrysers coming out strong with 6 points to none for the Indians.
Yeah, and the Crushers continue to shoot well. They're at almost 50% for the game. They were just under 50% in the first half, and they're 3 of 6 so far in the second half with a nice little 6-0 run in the first minute 33 of this second half. And the Crushers, it's hard to believe that the Crushers trailed 15-4 early on in this game.
Yeah.
They've really come on strong.
I looked at my score sheet. And at halftime last year in the game that we broadcast, at halftime, Vintage led Armio 45-34. And they even led by a point after three quarters.
But Armio ended up winning that game by about 10 points, right?
Absolutely 10 points. That was the 14th loss in a row for Vintage in league play. Play resumes. Pressure's on the defense. Here come the Armio Indians into the forecourt now as they take it over the right side to Grayson. Grayson fakes left. Now he go to the left. He gets a block as he starts to roll towards the baseline. Ball is tipped, picked up, put up, and scored on a nice alert play by Cameron Joseph, his third field goal of the game. Pressure's quickly in the forecourt. Chandler. Oh, a good pass underneath. They tried to blindside, but Rendon missed the reverse layup, and the rebound is taken by the Armio Indians as they quickly get into the forecourt to set up their deliberate pattern offense. It goes in the left-hand corner for a three-point attempt. Rims no good from Grayson. Rebounded by the Crushers. Stolen by Grayson. It's 1-on-3. Now make it 1-on-4, so he's going to pull it back now and go into their deliberate pattern offense with 5.5 minutes remaining in the third quarter. Goes to right side, driving in, going up, missing the shot, but getting fouled was Cameron Joseph. It'll be a two-shot opportunity. Grant Polk called for the personal foul. And Cameron Joseph, a junior. Again, no seniors on this 14-man roster. First free throw by Joseph is good. Chrysers make wholesale substitutions. Four different players come into the game. The only starter of the second half remaining out there is Abram Cortez. Second free throw by Joseph. Rolls no good. And Alfaro rebounds for the Vintage Chrysers. Gives to Rendon. Rendon in the forecourt. Setting a pick for him is Gutierrez. He does not use the pick. Instead, starts to drive down the lane. Tried to force it up, and it was tipped by Armio, and they come away with the basketball. Driving down, Grayson. And a shot is blocked Oh, boy, was that ever swatted away by Hunter Gutierrez, and that's the block of the game so far. It will be Armio to the right of the basket for which they are shooting, set to inbound, comes out to Grayson, top of the key now, over to Garcia, back to Grayson, and he hooks a pass underneath the basket, and there's going to be a travel called underneath against Thaxton Liggins. Benny's gets the ball.
Only the seventh turnover for Armio so far.
Wow. Driving the lane is Alfaro. He scores and one. A block against the defense, so a chance for the three-point play. And the foul goes on Reese. Hudson Reese, a sophomore. Alfaro, a senior, going to the free throw line after getting the field goal, trying to connect on a three-point play the old-fashioned way, and he does. Chrysler's coming out strong here in this quarter. They lead by seven now as we near the four-and-a-half-minute mark here of the third quarter. Joseph, they work it around over to Thaxton Liggins. Out to Grayson, drives in, takes a 15-footer. Good, right from the free-throw line as Grayson now with 13 points in the game. Cortez has the ball punched away. He retrieves it over to Damian Alfaro. Now right side, low post, up with the shot, and missing was Gutierrez. Rebound, Armio. Fast break, left side. Grayson stops, fires the three, rims, no good. Vintage's rebound by Sunder. Sunder may go all the way. Drives down, goes up with the left, and it scores! That is what you call a solo play. Taking the rebound, taking it full court, and laying it up from the left side with the left hand. 43-36, Vintage in the lead. 3.5 minutes to go in the third quarter. And there's a travel called against Armio till the Crushers get the ball back. Last year, Armio scored 61 points over there for a 5-point win. They scored 82 points here for a 10-point win over the Crushers. Lopez is back into the lineup now for the Vintage Crushers. Here's a young guy that can really make it happen. Drives in, goes up, scores. What a beautiful play. He is fun to watch. He had 5 points in a brief appearance in the second quarter. And right now he's just in there, his first appearance of the second half. Pass comes over to the right side for Joseph. Pull-up jumper, no good. Rebound, Joseph gets his own rebound. Sends it way back out now to Grayson, who drives into the lane. Oh, a good pass underneath, but missing the layup was Thaxton Ligon. Rebound, no good. Rebound this time by Lopez for the Crushers. Lopez front court, nearly ran into Alfaro. He backs up now, still maintaining the dribble. Over the right side now, he gets it to Cortez. 2.5 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Vintage by 9, 45-36. And they have the ball working around with 15 seconds on the shot clock. That's Cortez going to the baseline. The ball is deflected away from him. Last touch by Armio. Entering the ball game for Armio is Jordan Tacker. He was in briefly in the first half. The Crushers get the inbounds pass to Sunder. Sunder had the ball punched away, but retrieved by Lopez. Lopez starts to drive in, goes up, shoots, scores again. Oh, my gosh. I don't know if he's missed. He has 4 field goals and a free throw in very limited playing time.
And he only had 1 second left on the shot clock to get that shot off.
He is fun to watch, as I had mentioned before. Such good moves, such good basketball ability. Armio with the ball now inside of 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. Vintage by 11. There's a pull-up jump from left baseline. No good by Tacker. Rebounded by the Crushers. Quickly down Sunder. He's going to be called for a travel. One of 4 seniors on the varsity. The other 3 besides Sunder are Alfaro, Fernandez, and Chandler. Then there are 6 juniors and 2 sophomores on the varsity. But, boy, they had 3 outstanding freshmen on that JV game. So the Armijo Indians with the ball now as they come right side. Joe started to jump and shoot, but instead he passed over. Goes to the left side to Grayson. He hits a three. Boy, they needed that one as Grayson came through with his third three-pointer. And he's got 16 points in the game. Dino?
Well, that was that three-pointer was certainly welcome for Armijo. They had started out the game making four out of their first 6 3-point shots that they took as a team. But since then, they had grown pretty cold. Before that shot, they were 6 of 19, meaning that they had made only 2 of their last 13 that they had tried before that last one that they just made there. And they needed it because they were down by 11. Vintage had their biggest lead of the game. And Armijo definitely does wants to keep that within a 10-point margin going into the fourth quarter, Ira.
We have an update now on our scoreboard from the big game soccer. First of all, as we reported earlier, Vintage won the JV contest 4-1 over at Memorial Stadium. And in the varsity game, about 15 minutes remaining, and it is 1-0, Napa in the lead. Driving in the lane, going up with a little floater and scoring is Sunder. He is having a nice game. Sunder now with 15 points in the contest, and the Crushers back to a double-digit lead of 10 points. With the ball, Grayson starts to drive him back. There is the left-hander firing a three and hitting. That was Cameron Martin, and that's his first three-point basket of the game, his first score of the game. And it's the ball is tipped away, last touch by the Crazier Fernandez. Armijo in their backcourt gets the ball. Rob Johnson, the first-year coach for the Crazier, off the vintage bench saying something to his team as they go back on defense. Driving in, going up with the right hand and missing was Grayson. Rebound taken by the Crushers. Bringing it down, but not using a fast break. Just kind of a moderate. They'd nearly throw the ball away, but Lopez saved it from going out of bounds. Lopez drives to the right of the key. Passes over the right side. Fernandez tries the three. Rims, no good. Rebounded by Armijo with 10 seconds to go in the quarter. Bringing in the forecourt, 5 seconds to go. Grayson fires a long three. It rims no good, and that will end the quarter. For the Vintage Crushers, they scored 17 points in the quarter. For Armijo, they scored 11 points in the quarter. So what was a one-point halftime lead is now a seven-point lead at the end of three quarters. The score, Vintage of Napa, 49, Armijo of Fairfield, 42.
So in that third quarter, 4 out of 16 shooting for Armijo, 8 out of 15 for Vintage as they continue to shoot around 50% for the game. And Vintage is starting to pull away a little bit in the rebounding battle. They now lead in that category 26-13.
As we start the fourth quarter, Armijo gets the ball at midcourt. They have their backcourt duo with point guard John Grayson getting the inbounds pass from Joseph. Now Joseph comes out, and they work the ball around against the Crushers. The ball is blocked and saved from going out of bounds. Rendon with the ball, quickly forecourt, down the left side, and traveling is going to be called on Max Phipps. I mean, he was trying to move that ball so quickly, and then the guy wasn't open, so he still pulled the pivot foot.
14 on the turnover meter for the Crushers.
Still not too bad if you can stay below that 20 mark.
Yep. Only 8 for Armijo.
We're early here in the fourth quarter, just getting the quarter underway. Martin has the ball. He was at the top of the key. And he passed it to the left side. Now, underneath and a reverse layup is good. Well executed. And Cameron Joseph gets the field goal. He's got 9 points. Driving down Rendon up with the left hand and in. Oh, out of play. Drifting to the left. And there's an interception by Fernandez. As Rendon got that last basket. And the that was a three. And Billy, who got that one? Rendon got that one. Rendon had the basket before. And he got the three, yeah. Okay,
that was number 12, Ira. But just scored a
all right,
three.
And hitting was Cameron Martin getting a three. That is his second three-point basket. So Vintage brings it down. It's 54-47. Boy, I tell you, the action picking up here with 6.5 minutes to go. Armio almost stole the ball. They batted it back toward midcourt. Goes to Fernandez as they shift it around over to Rendon. Tries the three. No good. Rebound is cleared out by John Grayson. Bring it front court. Start. He can't drive. Nice defense there by Fernandez for Vintage. Exactly 6 minutes to play here, and the ball is deflected, stolen by the Crushers. 2-on-1 fast break. Driving it, going up as Fernandez missed. Rebound no good. Rebound Armio. Now they've got some numbers as they're coming down. It goes over, up, and missing was Grayson. But the Indians retain possession, getting an offensive rebound and setting it back up now. Sending a pass back out to Grayson. Well out left side, beyond the quarter court. Passes right side now as they drift around. As Grayson looks, they don't have a big guy on the post, so Grayson goes in. And a little floater is up and good. Grayson now with 18 points in the game. Here come the Crushers going up with the left hand and scoring again is Rendon. Boy, he is coming through big way in this quarter as that makes it 56-49. Coming up on 5 minutes to go. There's a three-pointer rimming no good by Grayson. Rebounded by the Crushers. Quickly in the forecourt. Phipps drives underneath. Goes up with the left hand. Missed the shot. Rebound is cleared out by Cameron Joseph. He'll bring it to forecourt. There's a Jalen Joseph on the varsity roster, too. Goes into the left corner for a three-point attempt. Got again by Martin. Martin has hit three of those here and just... not too long of a time as he has, those are his only three baskets in the game, but he's got 9 points now, and it's a 4-point Vintage lead. Fernandez, he'll try a three. It rims. No good. Ball is tipped and taken by Joseph in the forecourt. Gets it over to Grayson. Got a little daylight. Drives in, goes up, and he scores. Didn't stop the ball there. And Grayson now has 20 points in the game, and it's a two-point game.
It's a two-point game. This is very entertaining. My only problem, Ira, is every time I duck my head down to make a notation on my score sheet, it seems like I missed something.
Well, that's the way with me when I start to draw jot down there. I don't know, Billy, if you can read my score sheet, but I've got Martin with three-pointers for 9 points for number 12, Cameron Martin. And I've got number 10, Grayson, with two-point field goals in this quarter. He's got 20 points in the game. And then let's see. And Cameron Joseph has a field goal this quarter. But the action pick. How you doing, Robin?
Good.
Okay. Good there. That play was so fast and furious there for a moment.
Yeah, 5 of 7 shooting for the Armio Indians in this fourth quarter. 3 out of 8 from the floor for the Vintage Crushers in this quarter.
Yeah, all by Rendon.
Yep. And, you know, it's he was a terrific player on the football team last fall, and it's nice to know. You mentioned that he's an underclassman, so he'll be back to play more football for the Crushers this fall.
Make sure Jake Grant is buckled up back here so he can make it through this last part. You all set there?
Yep, I'm good.
All right, play resumes. Vintage with the ball. Rendon drives in, goes up, shoot, missed this time, tips it up, no good. Rebound is taken out by John Grayson for the Indians. He leads a fast break. Driving in, going, and the ball got lodged between the basket and the backboard, and the Crusher is able to hit it out of the lodged area.
I think that's the only way the ball would be frozen at this point is to get stuck in the rim.
Free throw is good. The foul by Blake Murray. And the free throw shooter, Grayson, is now at 21 points in the game. And he missed that free throw. And the rebound goes to the Crusher Chandler into the forecourt. Come the Crushers, the sophomore in there now for them, Blake Murray. And the ball, oh boy, the ball is deflected, but taken by Sunder for the Crushers. Sunder's double team releases to Rendon. 3.5 minutes to go. Crushers by one. The three-point shot. Good by the sophomore. Blake Murray gets his second field goal. That's his first three-pointer in this game. And that puts the Crushers up by 4 points as they do a good job getting back on defense. Looking at a long three, but not taking it as Grayson instead gives to Joseph. He'll fire. It rims. It's no good. Rendon with the rebound. And ahead is the sophomore. And he didn't slam dunk. He tried to, and it hit the flange and caromed out. No good. And the Indians rebound in the middle. Turnaround shot is good on a well-executed play to Cameron Joseph, who now is in double figures with 11 points. And it's a two-point game. Inside of 3 minutes to go here. It is Rendon driving in, and the ball is deflected off of the Indians out of bounds. Nice move there by Blake Murray.
It's weird, though. It looks like the official is signaling. Okay, now he's changed. He initially signaled that the ball was staying with Armia, which would have been wrong, of course.
Pass comes in to Rendon. He looks at a three. He's going to fire it. Boom! He got it. Rendon hits another three. In this quarter, he has come alive. He has scored 10 of his 12 points in this quarter. The Armia Indians bring the ball in the forecourt. Just over 2 minutes to go here in the ball game. The Crushers now up by 5. Driving in, hooking a shot up, and just missing was Joseph. It rolled, or rather was Grayson. Driving down, Chandler lost the ball. Scramble for it, and there had been a timeout, I think, that Armia had possession of the ball when they took a 30-second timeout. You know, we talked about the record, Dino, and the two wins that the Indians have came back in that Vacaville Christian tournament. They beat winners 59-53. Then they lost to a team from Stockton 71-60. Then they won their final game there. 78-74 over Truckee. But they've had some close encounters. Lost by 6 to Brookside Christian. Lost by, let's see, where's some other close games? By 6 to Center. That's out of Antelope. And some of the others are mostly close to double figures. Play resumes now. The Crushers on the defense, leading it by 5, inside of 2 minutes to go here in regulation. Pass goes over to Martin. That's Cameron Martin. He's made three threes here in the second half. Back out now to Grayson. Grayson fires the three. Rims no good. Rebound to Lopez for Vintage. Lopez, the lead pass to Fernandez, right side. Back to Lopez. Over the side to Rendon. Rendon bubbled the ball, and that's going to be a travel. Well, they're moving the ball quickly.
Yep.
But Rendon bobbled it just a little bit as he was still moving. And the turnover is Armia the ball in their backcourt. Crusher set up in a 2-3. Coming into the forecourt. Let's see if they driving in and taking about a 16-footer. And missing was Cameron Joseph. And the Crusher's rebound. Lopez with the ball fouled on the play. Cameron Joseph called for the foul.
It's good to see Imani Lopez back on the court. If you're a Crusher fan, you're wondering why he was on the bench.
He's so fun to watch. Bounce pass over to Fernandez. Tries a three. Rims, no good. Rebound, Rendon, up, good. Oh, my goodness. What a quarter for Rendon. He now is the leading scorer for his team, and he had 2 points coming into this game, or this quarter, we should say. 1 minute to go. Three-point attempt up. No good. And Rendon rebound. He looks down court. He brings it on the dribble. Flips it over to Chandler. Chandler in the forecourt. Double team. Spins around. Brings it back out to Lopez. He's in the center circle there at the logo. Over to Fernandez. Tries a three. No good. Rebound taken by Armia. leading the fast break is Grayson. Drives into the lane, goes up with a shot, no good. Rebound to Fernandez for Vintage to Lopez. Lopez, the lead pass underneath the basket, layup. Oh, Lopez gets the assist on that Max Phipps basket. Phipps' second basket of the game. There's a three-point attempt. That's an air ball. Rebound taken out of there by Garcia. He fires it up, no good. They're not getting set on their three-point attempts. With 10 seconds to go, the Crushers are going to win this one now. But great effort by Armio as the clock is running down, and that is the end of the game. Armio stayed right with the Crushers until the last couple minutes of the contest, and then Vinny's got some easy baskets there down the stretch. We'll be back and take a look at the individual scoring, the shooting, as Vinny scored 17 points again in the fourth quarter like they did in the third quarter, while Armio scored 15 points in the quarter. Final score, Vintage of Napa, 66, Armio of Fairfield, 57. Well, we're back here at the Vintage Crusher Gymnasium taking a look at the final scoring. The game much closer than a nine-point margin might indicate, as it was back and forth for a while there, and whichever team got hot was going to pull through. And fortunately for the Crushers, Jared Rendon got very hot there in the fourth quarter. He scored 12 fourth-quarter points out of the seven. Let's see. No, they had beside his 12. They had just five others. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Dino.
For the Armio Indians, they ended up for the game taking 65 shots from the floor and making 22 of them, a little over 33%. They were 10 of 28 from beyond the arc, and that's 36%. And they shot just five free throws and made two of them. For the Vintage Crushers, they were very consistent throughout the game and finished 28 out of 60 from the floor, just under 50%, about 47% shooting. They were 5 out of 14 from beyond the three-point line and 5 out of 6 from the free-throw line. The turnovers, Armio had just 9 turnovers. Vintage had 16, but Vintage led in rebounding by 38 to 25, and that helped make up for the minus aspect of the turnovers. Armio had 14 assists on their 22 buckets. Vintage had 13 assists on their 28 buckets. Vintage blocked 2 shots. Armio blocked 1. There were 5 lead changes in the game, all of those occurring in a short stretch in the second quarter. Vintage got into the lead, led by 1 point at halftime, and Armio was never able to catch them, although they did get it to, I think it was 56-55 at one point in the fourth quarter, but Armio was never quite able to catch up with the Crushers, and the Crushers go on to win 66-57, Ira.
Well, what was interesting on the score sheet I was keeping, the Armio Indians had Christian Garcia, who was only a freshman, number 30, if you can imagine that, who had 14 points in the first half. He hit 4 three-pointers in the first half and did not score in the second half.
Wow.
Did not have a point. But Cameron Martin did not score in the first half, and he made 3 three-pointers in the second half for 9 points.
So between the two of them, they made one really good scorer.
And John Grayson was just very consistent tonight. He had 11 points in the first half and 10 points in the second half for 21. He had 8 field goals, with a couple of those being of the three-point variety. No, he had 3 of the three-pointers, including 2 in the first quarter for his 21 points. And Cameron Martin, we told you about, and John Grayson, we told you about. Who's the other one here? Oh, Cameron Joseph. He had 11 points. He had 5 field goals and 1 out of 2 at the free throw line. And let's see, we had 5 players score. The other one that had a field goal was Aaron Thaxton Ligon's field goal for 2. Crushers had just about everyone get into the scoring column tonight, except for Abram Cortez, who started the game and just played briefly in the first half and not too much in the second half, but did not score. But the leading scorer was Jared Rendon, who had 2 points until the fourth quarter and wound up with 14. He had 12 points. He did not go to the free throw line, had 6 field goals. 2 of them were three-pointers for his 14 points. And Grant Polk had 4 field goals, hit 3 out of 4 at the foul line for 11 points, and they were the double-figure scorers for the Crushers. Predik Sunder had a good game. He played quite a few minutes there and had 3 field goals, one of them a three-pointer for 7 points. Max Phipps had a field goal in each half for 4 points. Imani Lopez had 4 field goals, 1 out of 1 at the free throw line for 9 points. We'll finish the scoring in a minute. Meantime, Rob Johnson, what a team effort here in that fourth quarter. Rendon put it all together.
Yeah, it was great. Jared's one of our leaders, and we really look to him to do that. As a team, I thought that we powered through this game. And I mean that is we had a little bit of sickness on our team, so we got a guys kind of fighting that. And so the energy needed to pick up, and so I thought guys really responded well to that.
Well, you did a good job, I thought, as far as rotating your players, considering that flu bug that's been going around.
Exactly. So I wanted to make sure that everybody was at 100% when they got in, and to make sure we could execute what we wanted. Obviously, we had some guys in some places that maybe they weren't used to, which has kind of led to some confusion in some areas. But I thought that overall we did a great job of responding.
Armio did a nice job in the first half from the three-point range. What did you do to counter that?
Well, we just had to identify the shooters. Number 10 and 30.
Number 30, yeah. You shut him out in the second half.
I mean, it's, you know, they have a good group of guys. You know, some good players on there, some quality kids. So it was good to identify them. And just like every other team in this league, they have good players too. So if a guy gets hot, you know, he starts to feel it, no matter what team he's on. We got to respect that. And so,
well, Friday is what they call the big game. You've probably heard of that.
Yeah. Our guys, I won't have to worry about motivating those guys for that game. So we're really looking forward to that. We had to get this one under wraps first, and so now all our attention can be focused towards Napa now.
Okay, with a tough game on Tuesday, what type of practices will you have before Friday?
Just a lot of shooting, fine-tuning stuff. You know, it's middle of the season, so there's not really much. If your guys aren't in condition at this point, they're not going to be in condition. So it's really more fine-tuning stuff for us, really identifying, you know, who are the shooters, who are their, you know, their special players on their team, and then executing the game plan.
Outside of the victory, what else were you particularly pleased about your team's performance?
Well, just how they come into every game, and I've been really happy about that. Just how they kind of committed to, you know, like I said, what the staff wants to do, and just their dedication every day in practice, and then coming in ready to go every single day in practice and at the games too.
When you have a practice besides yourself, who helps you out?
Well, I got Mike helping me out. I got my former high school coach, Roger Wilson, who comes up every once in a while to help us out. We got a manager, Isaiah. So we have a nice group of guys that come to help, and very experienced and very motivated. So the guys really feed off that. So our practice is pretty live.
When you played ball, you played at Oregon, and they made it to the Final Four last year. How are they doing this year?
I love the Ducks. I'm going to go see them hopefully on the second when they come down to play Cal. I love everything about Oregon. So it's always good to see them doing well. It's always good to talk to, you know, Coach Altman and the staff up there. It's a great, great, great university.
Well, they certainly had a great year last year, and of course the Warriors got one of those players, Bell, on their team, although he had that ankle injury.
Yeah, Bell is a great player. I think he's a perfect fit for what the Warriors want to do. He's active, shot blocker, very aggressive, and it just fits what they need. You know, I think he's a great asset to have when you're on the floor when you don't have Draymond, or if you want Draymond, you just have a defensive tandem down there that's just always available and ready to go, and very, very smart, very high basketball.
We'll see you Friday night.
Thank you very much.
Rob Johnson, the first-year coach for the varsity. Ben Goodman is the coach for the JVs, and his team won their game 59-37 with two freshmen leading the way. Logan Nothman had 14 points, the leading scorer. The second leading scorer, Everett Mitchell, with 9 points, and they were the two leading scorers. But another one that was right up there was Josh McCormick, and he's a freshman. So three outstanding players there, Dino, as far as freshmen on that earlier game against Armyville.
Absolutely. Ira, did you want to finish with the individual scoring for Vintage? I think you had a couple more players.
Yeah, I want to give acknowledgement to, we mentioned Lopez, the last one there with 9 points. He certainly was exciting to watch when he got in there. Damian Alfaro had 2 field goals, 1 for 1 at the free throw line for 5 points. David Fernandez had a 2-pointer and a 3-pointer, both coming in the first quarter. He wound up with 5 points. Davis Chandler, a pair of field goals for 4 points. Blake Murray, the sophomore, had a field goal and a 3-pointer for 5 points. And Hunter Gutierrez had a field goal for 2 points in the game.
So, wow, so they had 10 players who scored at least one bucket in the game.
Yeah, Cortez, the only one that played that did not score. So they had 11 players. The only one that was on their roster that did not that I did not see in the action was Jacob Bittner, a junior. But let's check your players of the game. So Jake Grant back there observing. Let's go to him first.
I got to go with Imani Lopez on Vintage. I mean, it wasn't just that he scored 9 points with the small amount of time that he had on the court. It was the fact that he looked like he disrupted the game when he stepped on it. I mean, they talk about a team that senses fear. When he stepped on, Vintage turned into sensing fear mode, and they attacked, and they would shut down Armio, and they would score buckets. And that's all that mattered, and he helped them do that.
Well, he was exciting, that's for sure. Dino?
I really liked the performance of Sunder. I thought he really played with a lot of energy out there and played a very sharp game.
You knew he was in there when he was on the court.
Absolutely. I think he only had one turnover and just played really well.
Okay. Well, I'm going with the guy that saved him there in that fourth quarter, Jared Rendon. I thought he had an outstanding game throughout. Didn't shoot a whole lot early on, but came through with those 2 3-pointers and 3 2-pointers in that fourth quarter. And just Jared Rendon is the guy I'll go with on that. But some good choices there. And so we'll see what happens on Friday night when they come up against the Napa High Indians.
And on Thursday we've got the Lady Indians and Lady Crushers.
That'll be the big game for the girls here at the Crusher Gym. We'll be on the air 6:45 Thursday and 6:45 on Friday. So our thanks to the Napa Valley Sports Boosters who make it possible for us to cover the sports scene. To Charles Kennedy, our engineer, Dino Alessio with the stats, and Jake Grant assisting tonight. I'm Ira C. Smith, inviting you to stay tuned. It's Golden State Warriors basketball. We'll be joining In Progress, the New York Knicks at Golden State. That's up next. This has been a KVON Sports presentation.